Bill, KO4HKX.
How are you?
I am almost pulling in the driveway, son. Day's getting better as I go.
Yeah, that's from mine, so it's almost over.
Did everybody take the news today?
Crazy. Kind of like kicking the chickens.
It's always tough watching people with change. It just seems like they can never grasp change anymore. They get set in their ways. I'm guilty myself sometimes.
It is hard for folks. I mean, I see it as point A to point B, and they see it A through Z. They find every reason about it, every fault in it, but I got a directive, and I'm going to make sure it happens.
You can do.
Everybody this morning by email, I went around after lunch and talked to everybody and calmed them down a little bit. Spent 3 hours walking around and talking, so hopefully everybody will be all right tomorrow.
And maybe, but you just give them my whole 24 hours to stew over it, so.
What happened to your radio?
I can figure is when I updated it, I updated the hotspot, and I think that's what caused it. But I'm not 100% sure, because all I did was went in and done a restore, and once I figured out you had to do it all as a zip file instead of unzipping the file, it's all working just fine.
When I looked at mine last night, I was still on 3101, and I changed it, and in order to change it, I had to sort of do the directions I sent you, which was turn off and turn on the DMR, where it'd give me the full configuration again, and I changed the DMR master and the host, and it started working fine on 3102.
It's the only thing I can figure. I did set mine to 3102 while I was at it, so that it wouldn't be on the 3101 since they were doing away with it.
So with technology, it's bound to fail from time to time, that's for sure. But having a backup is always important.
The first thing I did when I unboxed the radio and got it all hooked up was to back everything up so that I would have at least a starting point to start over again. From that point, all I had to do was figure out how to put it in.
Becoming the DMR expert, you'll be able to teach us how to do it for a while.
That, but I definitely will give you a try any way I can to help you. But making mistakes is how you learn.
And trial and error is how you get experience. I mean, you just have to sometimes get in there and quit.
Hey, Bill, if you can still hear me, I'm going to hop out and run in the house. I'll give you a shout back here in just a minute. 204-HK, I'm going to step away for just a minute.
I'm not afraid to push the button. That's it.
W2T, and he said he was going to step out for a minute and be back. W2T, letting you know. KP2H Access Mobile.
There, WTX. This is M4WHM for ID. And I'm still mobile.
Test here.
I'm mobile, still hanging around.
I just ran out here to cookout to go get a couple of burgers for dinner. The wife is out of town, and I ain't cooking.
That sounds like a good plan. I'll probably have to have Cheerios for dinner. Those burgers sound good.
Now, if these knuckleheads in traffic here don't quit making a mess, I'll make it home before they cool off.
Okay, my travel is about 50 minutes every day, but it's cross country. So it's country roads. I get to run speed limit most of the time, unless somebody gets in front of me going too slow, but it's a pretty good drive every day.
I hear you. Yeah, what, I hear something about a gas shortage coming up. What the heck's going on now?
X. 10. Man, that gas shortage is funny. Somebody hacked the Colonial Pipeline. They're saying they'll have it back up by the end of the week. But the news said, don't panic. Don't run out and buy all the gas. Well, what does everybody do? Run out and buy all the gas.
I rolled into I was talking to someone earlier today. I rolled into the QT up there in Lyman on 29, or Wade Hampton, or whatever you want to call it. And I was like, what the heck's going on? I had no idea.
Watching it all day. Gas stations running out. People arguing and fussing and fighting and running to the next gas station, trying to run each other over. Lines out on the road. It's been just comical.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get back home, and that's it. I'm done. I got nothing going on until the rest of the week.
See, home up here on Spartanburg Highway in Hendersonville, there's an angle, and they had to call the law in up there to escort the tanker in. The people swarming around the place.
Oh, my God. Jeez. It brings you back to the 70s.
Remember the 70s, how are you?
I am. I turned 58 last month. I remember the 70s.
90, I remember the 70s as a child, but I do remember the gas shortage.
Oh, yeah, I was driving back then. I had my go-karts and mini bikes and stuff, and go up and get a gallon of gas or whatever, and it's like, what? No gas.
My parents talking about the rationing back in the war. World War II, when they rationed everything and you had to get tickets to get tires or gas or anything else you wanted. That's a mess. Hope we never see that again.
Yeah, I just want to ride this out. I got one service call I got to go to Thursday morning locally here. Or actually, it's a maintenance call. Clean up a couple of systems, and I got really nothing going on the rest of the week. So I'm just going to wait this one out.
I think, and that'll get me through this week, so I hope by the weekend it'll be calmed down, and I figure it'll either be out of gas everywhere, so I'll work from home, or there'll be plenty of gas because everybody else will be filled up and I can get mine.
Matt, I think there's someone else in there. Go for it. KB2H checks us.
I'm not that lucky, Bill and Dave. I have to go every day and find gas or diesel anyway. But if I can, I guess I'll just have to stay home.
In pretty good shape. Like I say, I got a full tank in my car, and I've got a couple of, I got 10 gallons at the house left over from the hurricanes for my generator. So I'm in pretty good shape.
That was me and Ken you were talking to earlier.
That's right, that's right.
For OLK.
Come here.
I've been listening to your conversation about gasoline. Is the same thing true for diesel?
Have seen. There are a few stations that have run out of diesel, but most of them still have diesel.
It's good news for me because I got a diesel truck, so looks like so far I'm okay.
Yeah, everything I drive is diesel, so I'm not too bad of shape right now.
Gentlemen, this is M4WHM. I am reached my destination of home. Hope y'all have a good evening. I'll be back on the radio here shortly. Enjoy.
Bill, I'll talk to you in a little bit. KO4HK.
They're all on the net tonight. KO4OLK clear.
Did you find you any gas?
Oh, yeah, I gassed up this morning. I had to go up and do a compressor change out. This morning up in Spartanburg, and I hit the QT there in Wade Hampton and Lyman. I gassed up. I got a full tank in my car, so I'm not too worried about it.
Everybody, let's face it, get it back on by this weekend. It won't be that big a deal for me where I drive a diesel. So hopefully they get it back on like they said they will. But we'll see.
It is a fact that if they're not getting the fuel back out to the tractor trailers and things, what's that going to do to food prices?
put an effect on them, and if you can get that stuff, but let's not talk about that because then more people will start panicking.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, I'm getting ready to turn on my street here and get the burgers home for me and my mother, so have a good evening. KB2HXS.
For HKX, and I'll be clear. Have a good day. 733, Dave.
73, we'll talk to you later.